Week 2, Wednesday, Terse. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Why bother with this nonsense? Live the day. It's here and now, and even if it's true that acts resound beyond the grave, why stew and fret about it? You'll have time to pray and beg for mercy when you're old, and he will say, My child, my friend, come in. You see, I knew how weak you were, and I still cherish you. In love for you, he'll fling his wrath away. Oh, yes. It sounds good, just as sin feels fine, while it proceeds to smash our lives. The act is not condemned because he hates it, but because he sees what's there, and he knows what we know ourselves, though we deny the fact. So get behind. This branch stays on the vine. Master, please guide my steps as you promised. Psalm 119, Part 17. Quite wonderful are what I think your orders are, and that is why I follow them. When what you say comes in, it brings light with it. It makes simple people understand. I opened my mouth and panted because I had such a yearning for your commandments. Please look down on me and be merciful to me, as you always do to those who love your name. Please direct my steps by what you tell me, and do not let any vice dominate me. And set me free from human oppression, too, so that I can follow your regulations. Please shine your face upon your slave, and teach me your rules. Rivers are flowing from my eyes because no one keeps your law. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, please guide my steps as you promised. Do the things you have learned, and this will be a blessing for you. Part 18. Right and just is what you are, Yahweh, and your decisions are honest. The orders you have given are virtuous and true. My soul is eating me up because my enemies have forgotten what you say. Yet every word of yours is absolutely pure, and that is why your slave loves them. I may be little and despised, but I do not forget your rules. And your virtue is eternal virtue, and your law is truth. Trouble and torment have fallen on me because your commandments have been my pleasure. But the virtue of your orders is eternal, and so help me understand this and live. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Do the things you have learned, and this will be a blessing for you. Reading, Deuteronomy 1:16-17. I issued these orders to your judges at that time. Hear the cases between your brothers, and be honest in your judgment between a man and his brother, or an alien who happens to be with him. You are not to show favoritism in your judgments. You are to give a hearing to the little ones, as well as the important people, and must not be afraid of anyone, because the judgment you give is God's. Dear God of truth, Father of everyone, since you sent your Spirit, as promised, to bring together in love all those sin has driven apart, please give us the strength to work for your blessings of unity and peace in the world. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.